My mind's just going today. I've been just... There's too much happening. I'm almost actually... Fuck it. You don't need information. I'm getting paralyzed by information right now. Be ignorant. Listen to no one. And just smoke hash. Because I now actually feel quite paralyzed by information. I just started thinking about everything that's happening. And now I'm like, oh, fuck. What do I even do? I can't do anything. Paralyzed by information, dude. Ignorance is bliss. Be confused. You don't need the answer. That's actually what they want, dude. That's the thing. That's the thing, dude. There's so much... Conspiracies are getting out of hand, honestly, nowadays. Like, I see all sides. I see the side of people that are, like, want to, like, stop these crazy conspiracy people and everything they're posting, and I see the side of the conspiracy theorists, and I'm just over there on the bleachers, like, whoa, dude, this is all crazy. Like, all of you are fucking crazy, dude. I'm gonna take another dab, make a coffee, and I'll just keep watching. Like, what can you do? I just wish we had a safe place that all the people that had that mindset could go watch. I wish we didn't have to be affected by these fucking crazy people. Wish we could all go into a little bubble and just sit there and smoke hash and be like, just watch these people, just whatever they're doing. Be like, yeah. Yeah, whatever those folks are doing, like, we hope they figure it out and live great lives. But whatever the outcome is, it won't affect us. People are fucking nuts right now. But I'll tell you what. Maybe they're not. Maybe that is the Matrix. Because everyone I'm interacting with, like, real people, lady at the grocery store, someone at the gym, my guys, my neighbors here in the complex our studio's in. When I'm dealing with normal people, we're all just working hard, trying to figure out life, doing normal things, thinking about our families. It's when you turn on the news or the internet. So maybe the AI is already awake, and it's been manipulating us through social media for the past 6 years. I don't know. Maybe nothing's real, dude. Maybe everything's just fucking, like, CGI, dude. No, see, this is a conspiracy mind right there. You can't do that. You start going down a slope and everything's a lie. Like, again, a slippery slope. Fun to play on, though. I love hitting a slope with a sled, dude, just cruising down it. Got to make sure you can get back up it, though, because you keep... I mean, you don't want to get stuck down there. You don't want to get stuck down there at the bottom of that hill because it is messy, especially when that snow starts melting. Now I'm just thinking about sledding. This has no deeper meaning. I'm just thinking about sledding. And I really can't wait to sled this winter with my daughter. Derp. Get my mind good and confused. Low. Probably because this is an old Chaz bagger. Still, really tasty dab. Wow. What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode 157 of the podcast. On today's episode, I have a couple different new pieces to show you guys, talking about some kind of new function to me. We've had a lot of crazy things happen over the last couple of weeks throughout the Glass community. Just want to touch base on some of that. Are we in a matrix? Is the world ending? Some of these questions, none of them will be answered, but I will speculate on them. But it's going to be a good day. We got some good hash, got some fun glass, and I'm feeling pretty good right now. So hopefully I can push that same vibe out to you guys and you have a fun time watching this and chilling with me. But first, more dabs, because that was, like, really low temp. I kind of wanted to be a little bit coughing and confused. I feel like, you know, I just took a sip. I didn't get my full serving there. But it was very tasty, regardless. Holy shit, guys. The last, like, I mean, that hurricane that went through our like, not only did, like, a huge part of our country, but a huge part of our little niche glass community got absolutely stomped in that recent Hurricane Helene. I can't even believe it. The community's come together heavy. Even though a lot of, like, artists right now and people are struggling, they don't have the means to really, like, donate a bunch of money and everything, but I see, like, a lot of us doing our best to, like, auction stuff and donate it and it's really cool to see people coming together, like, when obviously our government can't for some reason. But, you know, we're all trying together. And I think it's, even though it's, like, really, like, tough, I think it's making a lot of people who maybe felt a little, like, jaded by the community, like, they're feeling more wholesome about it or good about it again. Because, like, look at all of us coming together trying to, like, help each other and shit, like, with this thing that happened. Like, we've never, I don't think we've ever had any sort of natural disaster actually impact the glass community in the way this one did, as far as, like, manufacturers, distributors, galleries, studios, every facet and infrastructure that makes up the glass industry was honestly affected in some way by that. Whether it was Mountain Glass being completely destroyed, that's one of our biggest distributors of color, clear, and tools. Level 42 Gallery, one of the biggest, like, galleries and supporters of artists out there. Like there were so many smaller home studios and bigger studios that gave artists a place to create that they're just gone now. So I don't think we've ever experienced anything quite like this in the glass community, of something affecting all those different foundational things that are, my mic's kind of far away, that, all those different foundational things that kind of make up the community and stabilize it, you know, like, not just the creators, but the manufacturers, distributors, everything. It's fucking nuts. So we're doing what we can over here. I've already run one auction. We're going to do probably at least a couple more. But even that, it's, like, not even enough. Like, even if, like, we've raised a few grand, like, great. Like, that helps, but, like, that is nothing compared to what these people lost. Like, even if we raise 50 grand, it's still, like, what's that going to pay for the new foundation? Like, things are so expensive nowadays for people. It's most of these folks who had small businesses, they had them because they started them many years ago when things were more affordable. But now things are so expensive that, like, to do what they were doing at the capacity they were now, it would cost 4 or 5 times the amount. Not that it was cheap for them to run their operations prior to the flood, but still, like, to rebuild everything, it's just, it's going to take so much more help. And yeah, it's crazy. I didn't want to start the episode off kind of like a heavy note, but it's important to, like, if anyone that's watching this didn't know that these parts of the glass community got affected, like, look at artists in those areas. Check out Level 42 Gallery, Mountain Glass. They all have GoFundMes and stuff to try and, like, help, get help anywhere they can to try to, like, rebuild. The past couple weeks, anytime I'm feeling, like, you know, bad for myself, or I'm like, oh, fuck, this is hard or whatever, like, I, like, open Instagram and see all these colleagues, peers, and friends that are dealing with real problems, and I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with me? What am I doing? I gotta chill out. Like, literally, like, I get to go to work tomorrow. My daughter gets to go back to her bedroom. Like, shit's crazy. Perspective can really humble you sometimes and make you appreciate where you are, regardless if it's not perfect in your mind. I'm in a pretty perfect spot. The fact that I ever get irritated about anything, I'm a huge baby. I must be. A big brat. And I don't get frustrated too often. If I am getting frustrated, it's with my own performance. I'm like, fuck, why didn't I do this better? Why didn't I manage this better? Why couldn't I pull off that piece? Like, why do I suck? Like, I think that's most of the time what I'm getting hung up on. Not so much, like, not having enough. It's more just me not being enough for what I think, like, this gift I'm being given of having the opportunity to be part of Bear Mountain and build this company. Like, I feel like sometimes I suck too much to really get it to the level it needs to go to. Like, you ever feel like that? Like, you get an opportunity, maybe you got on a team or you got into a band or something, and you're like, damn, how long do they find out I suck, dude? Like, and then I'm definitely not qualified. Like, fuck. Like, I feel like that a lot. But that might just be the imposter syndrome that a lot of people deal with when you're trying to do something really challenging and you feel you're not capable. Maybe that's how you keep yourself in check, so that you don't let the ego take over and you believe you're more than you are, you know? Maintain a position of, don't put yourself on a pedestal. Be in a position where you're climbing the hill still. You're not at the top looking down at everyone. If anything, you're wondering why everyone's up there before you. What did you do wrong? You know? But yeah, trying to figure it out. These are strange fucking times, for sure. And I know you're hearing it from everyone, and that's an annoying thing to hear, I know. But it is. It's weird, man. Shit's super weird. Everything from technology being developed, being so sci-fi, to, like, the politics in our country being so almost, like, 15, 20 years ago, it would be like an episode of South Park or The Simpsons. Like, to like, everything is so obscure and extreme in different parts of our world right now that it's like, I don't know, man. I was just talking to my wife and Aja, our producer here, before the podcast, about just like newer technology, especially with like computers using like basically human brain matter for like their processors. Like these things called, I think they're called organelles, or like a cluster of brain cells, that they're essentially putting on a chip and using, I don't know, electricity and programming to manipulate these human brain cells and make them work as the processor for the computers. And I guess that this shit is like substantially faster and more efficient and works better than our physical silica processors we're making, which is really, really crazy. And of course, you start learning about stuff like that. And if you grew up, when I grew up, you watched The Matrix growing up and you've been smoking weed. So believe me, your mind's already gone there. As soon as you hear it, you go, oh, fuck, The Matrix, dude. Like, the most interesting part about these biocomputers, at least from my understanding, and I might be misunderstanding the information I'm being given, but from what I understand, when they're not using these computers, like when they're not using them for a purpose, basically when the computer is in analog or standby mode, these specific clusters of cells have to be put into a virtual reality that keeps them active. So one of the ones I was learning about, they actually take that brain cell and that brain matter, that organelle that's like this like living like processor basically, and they put it into a virtual reality as if it's a butterfly, and it's just flapping there until the next time they need to use the computer. Then they take it out of butterfly mode and let's go look up some crazy shit and use it like a ChatGPT basically. Supposedly a lot of it's being used for like facial recognition, voice recognition, basically human problems when it comes to processing and figuring things out. Of course, the nerds were like, dude, we can't build this silica thing to like read humans. How can we? And it's like, what if we made it out of humans? And it's like, whoa, for sure, dude. We'll make the human computer out of humans. The computer that can read the humans, we'll make it out of humans. Like, it's nuts. It's definitely like it's a rabbit hole, and it's like very sci-fi sounding, but it's all so real and physical now, what these super intelligent folks are doing with developing the future computers. But it definitely seems like, I know that there's like some pushback against it because certain aspects of this computer, when they're measuring it, how it works, the way the frequencies or whatever it's putting off from that brain matter or cell is giving off like a similar frequency or function as if it's a child's mind, which is kind of like, hey, did we trap a consciousness in this computer? Oopsies. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. Much too complicated for me, but I love being a bystander and sitting on the sidelines and just observing and watching and going, wow, dude, this shit is like, I grew up with really cool movies and shit. And like, am I literally living in a reality now where these things are going to start happening? Like, and then I realize, actually, I don't think I want to live in that reality. I think I like just going to the movies. And like, I don't think I need like the AI takeover, the Terminators. I don't think I need the alien invasion. Can we just have a new movie each year? Like, I really don't think I want to live in the reality of my favorite movies, because I'll be quite honest with you, my favorite movies to watch are movies of cataclysm or sci-fi or anything in that genre. And really, those people are having a bad time. Even if they win at the end and all high-five and hug as the alien ships are crashing and burning and they're like, we did it, humankind. Everything is fucked. Like, everything's so fucked if that happens. Like, everything's destroyed. Yeah, my mom's texting me right now because she has got a big-ass hurricane coming right for her. So, and she didn't evacuate even though they're in the evacuation area. So maybe that'll change by the time the hurricane comes, because we are filming this, I think, a day ahead of time when it's supposed to hit. So maybe they'll change by the time it hits. But, yeah, this lady's got me stressed out. So, but I've been calling her each day, being like, hey, you and dad, are you guys going to move? Are you moving? You going to someplace safer? But, you know, living life on the edge. Yeah. But hopefully all this technology and this crazy shit we're doing helps someone. I mean, hopefully it doesn't just help editing Photoshop pictures faster. Like, hopefully it's like some sort of physical thing where we all go, damn, that hurt when we ripped the Band-Aid off, but man, do we all feel better. I really hope that's it. Now, I don't know. That seems like too good to be true, right? But that would be really ideal. I don't know. You can get real conspiratorial with it, though, and, like, look at it from the perspective of, you know, that Project Bluebeam shit, where at the end of that road, it was basically just getting a one-world government, everyone under one power, where they just use frequencies to keep everyone hella chill, and we all just work like little worker bees and get our shit done and follow the rules. And then the rich get to own things and we don't. But hey, if that happens, sounds like they're just making a better processor to me. Because honestly, like, I thought about that. I was like, oh, if we're actually processors too, like if when we're sleeping, that's when we're being used. And if we're awake right now, when we're living reality, our reality, we're actually in like some sort of like matrix and we're just here as on standby mode, living these lives to keep our brains from dying because they need to like feel like they're experiencing some level of consciousness. I don't know. But either way, my point is I would be probably the most free people in that matrix world would be the deviants that are smoking copious amounts of weed. Because here's why. I'm awake so long. So if when they are using me as a processor is while I sleep, well, I ain't sleeping that much. So you ain't getting that much of my time. Also, I go to bed so stoned that I might not even be able to locate REM sleep. And if REM sleep is where they're able to harness the energy coming from me, well, I haven't seen that in years. Try to scare me with the chance of getting Alzheimer's. I don't believe you. I believe I'm protecting myself from the Archons draining me of my life force. Just kidding. That's conspiracy theory. That's nuts. That's fun, though. I think conspiracy theories are like adult fantasy. Like, when I was a kid, I loved Star Wars and stuff. When you're an adult, you love the idea of folding the dollar bill and you see the two towers falling. Like, it's just... conspiracies are fun for adults. The problem with conspiracies is when you make it your reality. Because if it's your reality, then everything's a lie. Now your wife's a lizard person. And your kid is, you know, a demon or something. You can't, that's why you gotta be careful with conspiracies. Have fun with them, you know? Have fun with conspiracy theories. Enjoy them like a fun little tidbit of just information, whether it's false or true. You just get to enjoy it, just like a movie or a fun book. But you don't need to live your favorite movie or favorite book. You can just enjoy it as a bystander. And that's how I treat conspiracy stuff. I love history. I love technology. I love learning things. And eventually, if you learn enough history, when you start listening to conspiracy stuff, it's just like a branch off of the history that seems to be your reality. And you have this fun little extra little path you can take to learn maybe a perspective from the sidelines someone saw one day when they're like, oh, yeah. There's so much cool shit out there. The age of information, you know? We're all so connected and have so much information, yet we all still feel so disconnected and dumb. It's the weirdest thing. There's never been a time where, like, people can be at war, and at real time, you can be talking to civilians in those war zones and being like, how's it going over there? Be like, nice hat, you suck. Like, the dumbest conversations, too. Like, not even helpful ones. Like, there's people, like, trolling people that are in places that are really tough to be in right now because of wars. And it's like, when has that ever been a thing? Like, that's crazy to think about. Like, usually back in the day, the only time people saw anything relating to actual, like, war stuff was, like, a curated thing from a news channel that went there, filmed a few things, and they showed you what they wanted you to see. Nowadays, there's just, like, a kid running with an iPhone just showing shit, and you're like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck is happening? That's why I can't really go on the internet too much, even though the internet's so important to like me being able to share my work and stuff, but man, I don't like seeing everybody so bummed out and not doing well. That's no fun. It's kind of like when I first got on the internet, I would compare it to this. When I first got on the internet, I would compare it to me looking at my phone and looking at things on the internet would be like me as a kid sitting in my house and looking out the window and seeing everyone having fun outside and be like, fuck, I want to go outside and play. Now the internet, it's like I'm looking out the window and I'm seeing everyone on fire. And I'm like, oh God, I don't want to go outside. Fuck. Like, it's like, it's totally different. I totally miss that whole thing of being like, opening the internet and be like, oh dude, I want to try that today. Or, oh, I want to go do this. Or like that fun, that exciting. Like now it's like, dude, come on. Fuck. little bit better tab there. This nail is just really beat. I couldn't find my newer 14. Someone might have borrowed it permanently. Which is totally chill. Because I got lots of nails. Whew. Man, that sour animal from Green Dot. But yeah, as far as glass though, man, I'm just over here keeping doing it, regardless of what's going on. Because I'll do my best to help with things. I'll do my best to stay informed and educated. But there's a lot of things out there going on that, like, the best thing I can do is just be a good dad and help the people around me. That's it. Like, there's not much more a normal person can do besides, like, tending to their own garden right in front of them. There's folks out there that will try their hardest to help other people, but what will happen is they'll ignore their own garden and then they'll watch their own life around them fall apart because they were putting so much energy into helping someone over here. And it's like, we all just really worked hard too to also help and take care of our own families and stuff. Like, I think a lot of people would be better off, but that's easy to say though when you practice it every day and it's your plan. You know, that's the thing about fucking putting stuff on the internet, talking about ideas. It's so heavily perspective, everything you're getting, that it's like, we all got to just pick which perspectives we agree with. Like, who's right about anything? Like, it's all just pick which team you're on, I guess, which just sucks. That's no fun. And the more I learn about, like, the world and, like, how everything works, the more I feel like it truly is a big club and I'm not invited to it. I feel like the two major branches of politics are just wings on the same bird. It's a form of entertainment to keep all of us fighting and confused so that they can continue to have their parties and everybody's invited. Hillary Clinton's probably sitting on Donald's lap and just like, let's chill, let's party. And then we see them fighting. I don't know. I try not to be so negative about that kind of stuff and assume that all of it's just bad, but it's tough. It's tough when you see like so many people from all walks of life just like trying to figure it out right now. And they're just see all these fucking rich politicians and shit just arguing over stuff that normal people are just like, guys, my house is underwater. Or like, guys, our fucking half our island caught on fire. Or like, you know, like help the people right in front of you. You know, that's easier said than done, though, right? I smoke weed all day, so who am I to even judge how fucking global politics and how this whole fucking game works? But I think that someone's not doing a good job somewhere. They've got to be. Someone's got to be doing a bad job. I know that the 90s didn't seem better because I was ignorant and a fucking child. I know that wasn't the reason they seemed better. I wasn't even alive in the 80s, and the 80s seemed pretty cool. I know there was crazy inflation in 88, and there's all different. Every decade, there's some sort of financial thing that happens. There's some sort of conflict, of course. Something's changed now, though. Like, something feels like we feel less connected while we're in these decade conflicts and financial things that always happen. All this happens. It's a pattern. But why right now does it feel so different? Could be the hash. Could be too much YouTube. Could be not enough sleep. Could be the Archons. Could be the Matrix. Could be too much caffeine, dude. I love coffee. Either way, whatever it is, I'm not trying to blame anything. I'm literally just trying to, again, try to have a decent life, take care of the people in front of me, and make sure they're having an awesome life. And then whatever happens in between, cool. Cool, dude. Yeah. Yeah, but that type of, like, chillness, like, requires, I really do think, a lot of hash. Or trauma, either or. I would choose the hash, obviously. Trauma is not always awesome, ever. But yeah, even like I posted a video a few weeks ago of like a nail breaking, like the 4-foot nail, like a fucking marble falling and smashing the dish on it, and just the commentary of it all and me talking. And I had so many people commenting on like how calm I was and like how I just like. But, like, I'm kind of, like, the same all the time. Like, my daughter, she's 6 years old. She's never heard me raise my voice or yell. So when I do unleash that, if something ever happens, like, it will be recognized. Like, it'll be like, what the fuck was that? Because I am super chill. Because for me, like, everything feels so heavy that it's like, I can't invest too much energy into every individual catastrophe that's happening around me, because then I will be too drained to play mermaid in the bathtub at 7:30 with my daughter. And I need to do that. I need to do those things, because all the craziness happening, all the horrible things happening, if I can't provide that little lady with some basic shit like that, like her dad just playing some games with her, then the world's gonna end. It's over. Doesn't matter. It's like, it's, and I don't mean to be dramatic, but it's like, it seems like that's where it starts. Like, all these shitheads in the world, all the evil people, they were all kids once. They were all babies. They all had a chance to play some game with their, one of their parents, or do something, like, some, but something happened. And then now we got a grown-up baby that's really angry and, you know, making choices based on personal gain and not everybody. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. But either way, weed's pretty chill, guys. That's all I gotta say. Weed's pretty chill. The other day I was making a post on Instagram and I didn't know what to say, and I was just like, you know what? I was like, I work long days, but it's okay because hash rules. And that's really what it is. Like, I'll work these, like, super long days, and, like, at the end of it, I'm still happy. Like, I'm not going home, like, feeling bad for myself. I'm like, dude, that was sick. Like, but I've worked so many shitty jobs. You know what I mean? Like, if you've worked a shit job, then, like, you have a job you actually genuinely like, you go home being like, man, I worked my ass off today, but, like, that was cool. Like, I feel good that I pushed myself. I feel good that I put that long day in, and, like, I know what I'm capable of. Because, like, a lot of people will be like, why do you work so much or so many long days? Like, why do you have to? And it's like, maybe I might not have to every day. Most days I really do, because this shit, it takes a lot to try to do this. It's definitely more of a passion project. Like, you couldn't franchise a glass blowing company like this. It's not like that. It's, you know, it takes so much, like, time and love to make it actually functional. But yeah, for me, like, at the end of the day, it's like, I don't know. I like grinding. I like the feeling of, like, feeling capable. I like knowing that I can work those long days, because if things ever got really hard and it was a necessity for me to work as many hours as I could, I know. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I know what I'm capable of, because I've done this before. So if I have to work 18 hours a day for the next year to, like, save my family or whatever I gotta do, like, let's fucking go. Like, I'm not going to feel like crushing weight that I can't do it. I'm going to look at it as, like, I can't wait to beat this level. Who else has made it to this level? This is a hard-ass level. Like, I think oftentimes when we get told stories about, like, our elders, or even you hear stories in certain different, like, religious books and stuff about, like, the hardships people went through, but they stayed, like, focused and being a good person. Even though they lost all their kids, they still were a good person. Even though this thing, they still were a good person. It's like, that shit's like, you're reaching levels that, like, most people won't reach, because there is a great filter out there that if you feel like you can't make it, you just quit. And then there's people who refuse to quit because they want to see what the next level is. I feel like life is very temporary, but the temporariness of your existence is, like, almost a choice. Like, I feel like we don't know what happens if you push yourself to the highest level possible and crush the hardest you can. Like, yeah, physically, you might destroy your body or whatever that happens. We don't know what the next step is in this fucking crazy matrix or virtual reality, or, like, whatever you want to call we're existing in, this reality, base dimension, whatever it is. Who knows? But what happens if you do your best? It's got to be better than if you do your worst. You know what I mean? Like, it has to be. Because doing the right thing wouldn't feel like the right thing if it wasn't a higher valued choice, I feel. Because we all get to make choices throughout the day. Like, do I be a shithead to this person, or do I be kind, tolerant, and understanding? And I don't know. I feel like there's a bigger net positive for everyone. And I think most people are inherently good, and most people do lean towards making the good choice, but the good choice is sometimes hard. Oh man, dude, growing up, how do I convey this to my daughter so it makes sense? Because she just looks at me sometimes when I say some of this stuff, and she's like, "Dude, I'm fucking six. Like, what do you want from me? Like, what can you put Bluey on?" And I'm like, "Ugh, just think about it, kid. Be a good person. Just don't be bad. There's so many shitheads out there right now. Just don't be one of them, please." Oh my goodness, you know what I mean? Like, that's the scariest thing with a parent. You're like, I just want to make sure I'm raising a good person that will help people, because that's what we need. We need lots of that. Okay, let's look at this new piece right here. New for me. Not any like new function or anything. It's stuff like this has been done before, but I just wanted to make one of these to try because I never have. And I had like these big sections of color that I just couldn't figure out what I wanted to make with it. And I was like, oh, let's try this style perk, and I'll do an internal recycler because I've never done like internal recycler style piece. But the perk setup is really similar to how I do like the Puffco Bloop. It's like one of those Puffco Bloop perks, but instead of the smoke traveling up through the middle of it like it does with the Puffco, it goes through the side of it and the water drains through the middle of it. So that, I wish it wasn't so like dark, because you guys are going to have a good difficult time seeing it on a YouTube video. But the way this is set up, it's like a really like cool way to get like doing an internal recycler. I haven't seen too many people do it like this, if at all, actually. But aesthetically, it looks similar to, gosh, probably so many different people that do like internals. I would say the first people that did it were definitely Mothership. And then I would say there's a bunch of sub companies under them that do their version of the Mothership Tauruses. I just wanted to try like internal drain, try like banking the holes to see like, how does this work? And like, will this give me ideas for other pieces? And then, you know, of course, toss the square mouthpiece on there, super nice and beveled square base, and Maria all in that same kind of color. And then the drains in that color is the accent as well. Because I could have prototyped it in all clear, but I was like, or I could make it full color and heady. You know, that's always, for me, in the end of the day, even if I'm not selling it, or maybe I'll sell it, but like, I haven't put it up for sale or anything. But I want to like smoke it for a little bit first and make sure everything's exactly how I want it. So far, this thing's a shredder. 110%. This is all lights green go. I'd like to do a clear one just so people can really appreciate my version of this function, because I think I did a pretty good job of making. On the next one, I would say I would do it a little shorter. I would tighten up just like the height a little bit. But I like how like epic this thing is. It's a big piece of glass. There's like pounds of glass in this thing, and it's all so thick and heavy. I can pull on it a couple times too, just so you can kind of hear it. And you may be able to see the vortex happening in here, especially when I stop pulling on it. Because a lot of the time, the vortex is happening the whole time I'm pulling on it, but there's like bubbles and shred happening, so it like kind of blocks the seeing the tornado. That's the only thing with the internal recyclers. Unless you set the funnel above the chamber, then it's not like internal though. Like, it's like, you know, yeah. And it bloops because it's got that bloop disc in there too. So it has like a nice, like, it's a slow drain, but it's not so slow that like you're going to get any sort of like bottoming out or anything. Like, it's going to like just keep shredding. Nice little bloop sound there. But I'll throw the nail on here and throw a little glob through here and see what she does with some smoke. But yeah, man, some, you know, a lot, I wish I was smarter. You ever guys ever wish that? I just wish I was smarter. Not that I don't know some trivial things and can name some things and whatever, but, you know, I feel like most fear and anxiety comes from a lack of knowledge. You're missing information, which is scaring you. You know, like, anytime you're having a panic or anxiety attack, you're experiencing, like, the unknown. Or kind of the same thing, like, I forget who said it, but you're basically, if you're having anxiety and you're thinking about things, like, you're telling yourself conspiracy theories about yourself. Like, oh, if I do this, and this is going to happen tomorrow at work, and then, oh, this might happen, then this will happen, oh, fuck, and then I'll lose this. And then that was a conspiracy theory, because the first thing that you said hadn't happened yet. So everything from there hasn't happened. It just, you're feeling this pressure of, like, I find a lot of people don't too. If you can identify what that is, what I think that is our brain trying to run scenarios so we're prepared to handle them when they come by. But if you're unable to distinguish that, then you're going to go, oh God, is that my reality? Is that what's going to happen? It's like, no. Your brain is running simulations that it think is probable based on the information you have right now. So that way, when you encounter the mountain lion, you don't walk into its jaws. You walk away from it because you know that they eat animals. You know what I mean? So you don't walk into that scenario. So most of the time, if you're running through things in your head about what might happen, or, oh, if this happens, or I'm failing, and this is going to happen, now you're having a panic attack, that is a healthy function that's supposed to, like, show you scenarios to get, that's your fucking animal mind, like, trying to solve problems before they happen, so you know when to jump. Like, but your intelligent, creative human mind goes, oh, God, is that my reality? You know what I mean? Like, it's not at all. Oftentimes, most of the things you think are going to happen, like, if they do happen, you've exaggerated or romanticized it in a way where your expectations, it's not going to happen the way you think. It's fucking weird. And then if it does, you get to walk around all day going in your head, I knew that was going to fucking happen. And then you can feel like a little baby god for a minute. Like, you just can predict your own reality. But that eventually runs out too. You stop getting it right. And you're like, okay, now I'm just freaking out all the time for nothing. Oh, this is dirty. I dunked this real quick. I have to tell myself this shit all the time too, because I deal with crazy anxiety. My anxiety's been way better though the past like 4 months. And it's so cliche to say it, but it's literally because like every Sunday I eat mushrooms. Every Saturday, really. I don't do it on Sundays. It's every Saturday. But it's on the weekend, and not like a crazy amount. I'm not trying to fucking like trip or anything like that, but I'm eating enough where things are funnier, you know? Some things are moving, wiggling, and I'm feeling heavy amounts of gratitude. So I would say it's the perfect amount for me. And I don't need an existential life change from it. What I need is a break. I need a break so I can step back and go, oh, okay, we're chilling. We had some fun. That was nice. I giggled at that movie tonight. That was so silly. Nothing about it was funny. It was a serious movie. Everything was funny to me, though. You know? Like, National Treasure when on mushrooms is a comedy to me. It's hilarious, dude, the whole thing. I think it's probably supposed to be, too. But still, dude. And what a movie to name, dude. A Nick Cage movie? Fucking Nick Cage, bro. That guy just makes me laugh. When I'm on mushrooms, I see Nick Cage in his forehead. Dude, I just can't. I can't even. I'm like, this guy. What the fuck's he gonna do? Oh, man. You know, it's that simple shit, though. If you can get your hands on some good mushrooms, it doesn't take much. I mean, I think because I eat them every weekend, I have to probably eat more. Like, I eat, like, 2.5 to 3 grams. And that's, like, probably a lot. But I used to only eat about 1.5 grams. And then, but now it's more, it takes more. I bet if I didn't eat them for like a month or two, like I'd probably could go back down to eating about like 1.5 grams. But like anything, your body kind of builds up, it's food poisoning. When you're eating mushrooms and you're tripping or you're feeling the effects of psilocybin, it's a form of food poisoning you're feeling. So like anything, you can condition your body to be able to manage that food poisoning really well. People did it hundreds of years ago that didn't want to get poisoned. They would constantly take little bits of poison so that their body had basically a system set up that if someone tried to poison them, it had a low probability, it probably wouldn't kill them. They might get sick, but it wasn't going to kill them because their body was already used to that poison being in there. But yeah, mushrooms fucking rule. And I did them when I was younger and stuff, but I was scared of them. Even when I was doing them when I was young, I was always had this like anxiety of like, oh, I don't know, I don't want to have a bad trip. And like now as an adult, I don't even think like that. I'm not even like worried about a bad trip because that's not what I don't. It's the lack of information. Again, I have more information now. I know myself better now. I understand the mushrooms better now. I have a lot more like philosophical ideas I can pull from if I'm feeling a certain way that like. With more information, I'm able to completely negate any idea of a bad trip. And believe me, life's happened where I'm like, I've had some mushrooms and some things get thrown in my lap during the mushroom trip where I think at any other time in my life would have been, this is a bad trip. Now I'm panicking. I feel bad from whatever the thing is. Like, to me, it's like, I don't even know. Now it's just like, oh, this is like, what a treat. You know, it's ice cream. it's like, I'm not going to eat ice cream and be bummed out. Like, I'm not gonna be like, oh man, I eat ice cream. Unless I'm like lactose intolerant or something, but like, I'm not. So like, fuck, dude. I don't know. I'm just saying it's not for everyone, but I think psychedelics are way more beneficial as an adult than being like a teenager or whatever, or fucking in your, you know, just being younger in general. I think this shit is definitely more helpful for people who are a little bit older, for sure. I think when you're younger, things are just so unknown and scary that like a psychedelic can kind of make you feel that scary trip you don't want to feel. Not that I'm telling people not to try, you know, psychedelics and stuff. I'm just saying I think that they're way more fun for me as an adult. And I know adults that can't do them at all. Like, I have friends that can't even smoke weed anymore, do anything. They're like, dude, I can't do anything. I'll have an anxiety attack. I'm like, I'm the complete opposite. Like, this now is when I can do it. Maybe I was an old man when I was 15. I'm like, I've got Benjamin Buttons going on with, at least psychologically. Maybe I'm getting, like, younger in my mind. I don't know what it is, but I'm having the opposite effect other people are having with certain things. Not that I've tried enough things or do enough stuff enough frequently enough to really give a really good, like, I know for sure. But my personal experience, I think a lot of that shit is better when you're older. I think if anything, when you're younger, just fucking, I mean, obviously party and have fun and stuff. But like, if you're trying to like figure things out, I don't know if the psychedelics, the move when you're like a teenager, I think you're just going to freak out. Then you're going to have a bad time. And if you don't, then you might just be more fucking mature and, like, you might have more of, like, because I bet people that watch this are like, dude, when I was, like, 17 or 18, I did this and it really helped me. Like, I think I might have just not been mature enough. Like, that's the thing, too, right? We all develop a little differently. So, you know, everybody's different. But I've had a lot better, like, I've had, I've gotten better results from psychedelics as a 34-year-old man. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Shit rules. Like, even right now, like, today's sick. I've taken a lot of dabs today, but I can smoke way more hash when I'm, like, rested, working out, and eating healthy food. For some reason, my brain works better when I do that. So I can bombard it with way more hash, and it's able to handle it. When I'm sleep deprived and not eating well and all that, dude, I can't smoke as much weed, and that's a problem. So another thing, too, if you want to smoke more weed, you got to get healthy. Get to the gym. Eat well. Whatever that looks like, whatever type of food makes you feel good, eat that. Do what you got to do. Get your rest so you can do more weed, you know? I think at the end of the day, that's really the message I want to put out there. It's like, if you're trying to do more weed, you really got to take care of yourself. Because this is, it's a lot of work, a lot of discipline. You know how much discipline it takes to smoke this much hash? I try to tell people this. They don't get it. We're just smoking weed all day. I'm like, do you know the discipline it takes to smoke weed all day? Do you know how, I'm like a monk. Like, a normal person tries to smoke weed all day, they'll fall asleep, have a panic attack, eat too much food, throw up, and then wake up the next day with a headache. Me, you try to get, I get so much done. Honestly, oftentimes I think about it. If I didn't smoke weed, I'd probably get too much done. I would probably be investigated by like FBI or CIA. They'd be like, who is this man? He's crushing way too hard. I have to keep myself semi-sapped with the terps. I gotta stay sapped up, dude. I gotta slow down. The only way to slow down is to make my brain process everything through a fog of THC, and I've explained this before, but it makes sense to me. Doesn't. And then other people hear it and they'll be like, you sound like you're addicted to weed, dude. I'm like, bro, can you be? Can you be? Because I've taken a full week off before when I've gone to another country, and I couldn't smoke at all. And I was fine. Things were just less fun. And food wasn't as tasty. So, in my temporary existence here, if enjoying these terps makes things a little extra fun and extra tasty, well, that's going to be part of the regimen for sure. Oh, that's too cold. Much too cold. We're not going to get a glob on that. Let me heat it up. I'm sorry, guys. I get a little chatty. My mind's just going today. There's too much happening. I'm almost actually, fuck it. You don't need information. I'm getting paralyzed by information right now. Be ignorant. Listen to no one and just smoke hash, because I now actually feel quite paralyzed by information. I just started thinking about everything that's happening, and now I'm like, oh, fuck, what do I even do? I can't do anything. Paralyzed by information, dude. Ignorance is bliss. Be confused. You don't need the answer. That's actually what they want, dude. That's the thing, dude. There's so much. Conspiracies are getting out of hand, honestly, nowadays. I see all sides. I see the side of people that are like, want to like stop these crazy conspiracy people and all everything they're posting. And I see the side of the conspiracy theorists. And I'm just over there on the bleachers like, whoa, dude, this is all crazy. Like, all of you are fucking crazy, dude. I'm going to take another dab, make a coffee, and I'll just keep watching. Like, what can you do? I just wish we had a safe place with all the people that had that mindset could go watch. I wish we didn't have to be affected by these fucking crazy people. Wish we could all go into a little bubble and just sit there and smoke hash and be like, just watch these people, just whatever they're doing. Be like, yeah. Yeah, whatever those folks are doing, like, we hope they figure it out and live great lives. But whatever the outcome is, it won't affect us. People are fucking nuts right now. But I'll tell you what. Maybe they're not. Maybe that is the Matrix. Because everyone I'm interacting with, like real people, lady at the grocery store, someone at the gym, my guys, my neighbors here in the complex our studio's in. When I'm dealing with normal people, we're all just working hard, trying to figure out life, doing normal things, thinking about our families. It's when you turn on the news or the internet. So maybe the AI is already awake and it's been manipulating us through social media for the past 6 years. I don't know. Maybe nothing's real, dude. Maybe everything's just fucking like CGI, dude. No, see, this is the conspiracy mind right there. You can't do that. You start going down a slope and everything's a lie. Like, again, a slippery slope. Fun to play on, though. I love hitting a slope with a sled, dude, just cruising down it. Got to make sure you can get back up it, though, because you don't want to get stuck down there. You don't want to get stuck down there at the bottom of that hill because it is messy, especially when that snow starts melting. Now I'm just thinking about sledding. This has no deeper meaning. I'm just thinking about sledding. And I really can't wait to sled this winter with my daughter. Someone will be like, dude, the world's ending. Did you hear this happening? This conspiracy? And I'll be like, dude, I think it's snowing. Let's go sled. Yeah, dude. Don't get paralyzed by information. Just have fun with it. Enjoy it. Tell it to people who think they can enjoy it with you. Don't scare people with it, though. Don't do what I do sometimes and drop a whole bomb in my wife's lap at like 10 o'clock at night. And she's like, what? And I'm so tired, I fall asleep even if the world was on fire. But she's rested and fed, so she's now up with anxiety. Don't do that. So now I keep some information to myself. I go, you know, she probably doesn't need to know about all that things that just happened over in this country. She's probably fine just knowing that tomorrow she has to get our daughter to school by 8:25. That's probably all the information we need right now. Because some information doesn't help. It just cripples you. It's crazy. But you don't want to be ignorant to things because injustices could happen. And it's like, it's fucked, dude. Can we just smoke hash and chill? And then maybe like find activities that we like to do and then do those with people who also like to do them. Like, let's just do that. During World War I, there was a period during like the Christmas season that literally the soldiers on both sides that had been blowing each other apart for like 18 months or 2 years, they all decided to like set their weapons down and have dinner together and play like, I think they were playing something like maybe soccer, some sort of ball game. Like, they were just doing things. And I'm like, and then they were like, okay, tomorrow we have to go back to warring and then grab our guns and do that again. And I'm like, wait a minute. Couldn't y'all just, you know, figure it out then? Couldn't we all just fucking fuck, dude? It's not that simple, though, is it? Damn, dude. That's why I gotta stay in my studio and just smoke hash, because literally, I'm no help to anyone. I'm not educated enough. I don't know nothing. I could tell you if I like a certain hash after I take a dab of it. Like, that's the type of information I can give you. Like, if you give me a dab, I can tell you if I liked it. But everything else is just not real, because I know nothing. And that's what I have to say about that. But again, there's so much crazy shit happening. But this piece was really fun to make. I can't, dude, I'm sorry. I can't even. Today, like, the last few weeks have been, like, a lot on the world. And I'm just over here trying to be a glassblower and make art. And I'm just like, Jesus, dude, shit's, this is all, like, crazy, dude. I mean, I know it's been, like, crazy. Really, it's been crazy since the fucking pandy. Like, almost 5 years ago now. So much has happened. God damn, dude. Time is flying. I hope it slows down eventually. Because, wow. Right now, it seems like these years are going by as if it's like a few months or a summer vacation. Then another year's gone by. And I'm like, holy shit. Now my daughter is like a fucking person. She's like telling me what to do. It's nuts, dude. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know, but I'm excited that I'm still a glassblower. It's like the years are going by this quick, and I'm like, yeah, I just, you know, I've only been doing this a little bit. Like, I'm like one of the newer people, and then now I'm like, oh, no. I think I'm one of the grown-ups now. Damn, dude, I think I'm right. I'm getting up to, in a couple years, maybe an elder in the glass scene, which is scary. Because, again, I know nothing. I really wish I knew more, you know? And that's the fun thing about life. There is no ceiling. You can learn so much. It's endless. It's endless. You know, honestly, maybe there's two things of why I've been feeling good lately. Because typically I'm crippling under anxiety, and I still do my podcast, everything. But lately, truthfully, I've been really feeling different, even with some of the heavy stuff happening. And it might be a combination. It is mushrooms, but it might be also due because I'm playing video games with my wife at night, and that sounds crazy. I don't know why that would be, but I think that makes me happy. I think that gives me something to look forward to after a day of doing what I love doing. It gets my head out of work mode, because typically I'd go home and just sit on the couch, we'd watch a show, and I would just talk about work until I fell asleep, and then wake up and go to work. But at night now, we like jump on a video game together, play some stuff, and like I'm thinking about that in that moment. I take a true mental break from my work and my art, which I need. And I've been taking weekends off regardless of where we're at. Even though some weekends I really should be working, I'm like, nope, taking my daughter for a hike. We're going to do a craft. We're going to cook dinner. We're going to do normal family stuff, because that's really, if I can't have that and be successful at a certain level, then fuck being successful at that level. I'll do whatever success level I can reach while maintaining the ability to be there for them. That's where we're going to be. That's perfect. That's where it should be. You, at a certain point, you don't achieve more without sacrifice. And at a certain level, the sacrifices you have to choose from aren't worth the reward. And that's how I see a lot of things. Everything's perfect right now, regardless of how imperfect everything truthfully is. It will all work out. So we got a 10mm Nano Halo here. This bad boy's going to be on the next Sunday sale. I don't know the date of that yet, because we got to prep so much color and opals. We're like so low on material and shit. This is like, all these things that are happening are really affecting like so much. It's crazy. Just access to material and things, and yeah. But yeah, we got to get a bunch of material put together and color prepped and opals in case so that we can do a sale at the end of October. And then November is our big It's, we only do it once a year. It's like this big clear pre-sale where like I put my entire catalog up along with some new stuff, and it's you know, it's basically our biggest sale of the year, just because of the variety, and it's kind of crazy. And like, there's pieces in there that you usually only see in full color, but that's the one sale year you'll see clear options of it, which the clear ones are half the price. Because there's like, I've explained it before, but like, there's pieces I make where like my guy Mike C that preps all the color, there's certain RBRs that he got paid out more on that piece because the how much money's in the color prep. Even if it took me longer, even if I spent 8 hours on the piece and he spent 2 hours prepping color, he'll get more money out of the piece, because the piece is only going to sell for a certain price and the cost of everything. And I'm like, so like sometimes all the work I'll put in, it's kind of crazy to think about, but like the color is the most expensive part of a lot of this glass. That's why when you get a full color piece, it's twice the price of a clear piece, because the clear piece I'm using clear tubing. I don't have to have someone spend like hours prepping color. And then also a lot of the color is like well over $120 a pound. So with that price point in color, and if we were putting like a pound of color into every like full size piece, it's kind of like, and then if like someone fucks up that color, like sometimes you pay someone to prep color and the color, they spend 2 hours on it and the color is unusable. And you're like, all right, so we just lost the color and your time. Now we got to get more color and pay you to do it again. But that's fucking glass. Glass, I break so much glass. You wouldn't believe. I used to post it and be like, fucking, this shit's so hard. Now I just break something. And I won't even tell the people here working with me. They'll be like, what happened to that one piece? I'm like, oh, it's in a pile over there. And they'll be like, oh, no, dude, I'm sorry. I'm like, oh, it's chill, dude. So chill. Like, it doesn't even matter. Like, because guess what? Check out, I'm going to take a dab. Check this out. And that's not, you know, listen, that's not me just going, oh, I'm just going to smoke weed and forget about things that make me sad. No, not at all. That's me getting a treat. I'm like, bud, you lost your piece. Why don't you go get a little dab? You know, it's fine. That's me. I lost the game, but we're still going to the pizza party, okay? I lost the game, but we're still going to get pizza. We still get a treat, and everyone's coming over to my house to eat Doritos and play Halo all night. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that we lost, because we're all still fucking winners because we got the hash. That's like last night. I was playing video games, and everyone in the fucking PvP, it's a 40 versus 40 man, like, player versus player thing. So there's a shit ton of people. There's 80 people in there. And people are like, oh, it's a loss. GG, it's a loss. Everyone's complaining. And I'm like, dude, I still feel like a winner. And some kid was like, you should feel like a loser because we're fucking losing. And I'm like, take it back. I told him to take it back. And he said no. But he said sorry after that. And it was a very funny interaction. It was good. But either way, everyone's just like quitting. And before we're even fucking getting started, I'm like, what has happened to these people? Back in my day, when I was playing this video game, this World of Warcraft, all these Horde people, they had grit. They had grit, and they weren't scared of them Alliance. Yeah, dude, I'm nerding out hard lately. It's nice, dude. I'm totally picking, yeah, nerding out lately is the move. That and mushrooms. I'm going to get weird, but not in a way that affects people in our society, just in a way that maybe on paper is weird. It's like, oh, he eats mushrooms and plays a lot of World of Warcraft and smokes hash all day. And they're like, oh, he must be weird. And it's like, yeah, I just look like a guy that works at a gas station. Like, mediocre, kept beard, just almost shaved kind of, you know, tired eyes, sweat-stained hat. You could find me anywhere. Literally. I love that. It's my favorite disguise. I need a cap. My wife was like, we've been saying to me lately, she's like, you should switch it up. Why don't you like try a little different style of this or that? I'm like, I've been wearing the same shit since I was 15, dude. Or even longer than that. It's like, this is it. This is it. If anything, I'll add a flannel and then I'll be a lumberjack for the winter. That's it, though. That's good. That's good. Well, that was a little warm though, but hey, at least it wasn't gold. Ooh, man, this was fun. Episode 157. I don't know what day our Sunday sale is. Maybe it's probably the last Sunday in October. I'm gonna be. It's gonna be probably mostly RBRs and some dry pieces. Then we're going to be really prepping for that big November clear pre-sale after that. I might have a couple Puffcos, but I'm going to keep those pretty limited because the Puffco full color tops are expensive. And I'm going to keep them limited. Whoa, that was warm. I smell it now and it makes me feel sick. Shit, dude. I'm done with my blade. I had to push it away. Yeah, I can't. Can't even open my eyes. There they are. Whew. All right, well, to end this, I'll just say that there's a hurricane going towards Florida right now. I'm hoping all my friends and family and even folks I don't know down there, hope everybody stays safe. And hope you have hash. I hope that even if you don't have power, you have a blazer and you can keep that room lit up while you fucking blaze your hash. I hope that you're chilled and safe either way. I'm not trying to minimize the situation. My parents are definitely in an evacuation area and they're like, I don't think they're going anywhere. So I'm like, well, you guys are crazy. I know my dad has the hash though. The boy's got the hash. He's got the weed. He's got the mushrooms. He's ready. He's like, bring it, dude. I'll be high as hell. He'll be too high for the water to even get him. That's the thing though. Because he's smoking and ripping so many mushrooms. I hope. Well, wow, I'm so stoned. I have to go be a boss now. I have to go talk to my wife about business and give people tasks. And then I have to do the work of four of them. And I'm capable. Because hash. All right, later, everybody. I have 157. Whoa.